Suburban Chicago, Robert Cremo has been sentenced to 7 consecutive life terms, no chance of parole, for the July 4th parade shooting in Highland Park in 2022 that killed 7 people and wounded dozens of others. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Many of the victims' families testified in the sentencing phase of the trial, and those expressions of grief no doubt influenced the severity of the sentence.
Attorney Lance Northcutt represents the family of a 2-year-old whose parents were killed.
Today is the end of this part of the journey for the victims, for the families, for those who have been so affected by this. But there is more left to do.
The judge called Cremo irretrievably depraved, permanently incorrigible, irreparably corrupt, and beyond rehabilitation. President Trump is calling out the Kremlin after a new attack on Ukraine that killed at least 12 people. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
Trump this morning on True Social took aim at Russian President Vladimir Putin in a post. He wrote, "I am not happy with the Russian strikes on Kyiv. Not necessary, very bad timing." And he went on to say, "Vladimir, stop."
Asked if he thought Putin would listen to him, the president said, "I do, yeah." Correspondent Holly Williams at the Foreign Desk.
The background to this, of course, is that the Trump administration has essentially upended America's policy on Ukraine, not only opening direct dialogue with Russia, but also briefly suspending military aid to Ukraine.
As the trade war continues, small businesses are worried about the impact on them. Isabel Guzman, former head of the SBA.
1 million small businesses export their products and services abroad, or those who import. You know, 2/3 of small businesses rely on some sort of imported product or service. And so truly, the impact is going to be wide sweeping.
President Trump vented about Beijing on Truth Social after China rejected a shipment of Boeing aircraft. A federal judge today blocked the president's push to end DEI in K-12 public schools. Prosecutors in New Jersey say a 19-year-old faces arson charges in the massive wildfire burning in the Pine Barrens. They say he set a bonfire using wooden pallets and left without fully extinguishing the flames. Smoke from the fire now creating higher than normal pollution levels elsewhere. New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
New Yorkers may see smoke and smell smoke over the city. We're monitoring the situation closely and coordinating with New Jersey and New York State.
The Dow is up 465 points. This is CBS News.
Steel walk behind zero turn and stand on mowers are built to get the job done. Shop online or at your local steel dealer. Steel, let's go mow.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 34-year-old Racine man faces second offense OWI charges after fleeing from police and crashing into a garage in Mount Pleasant early this morning. Police say the impact caused structural damage, but there were no injuries. A suspect was arrested following the 1:40 a.m. pursuit on Green Bay Road. It's 7 consecutive life sentences for Robert Cremo III. The Lake County judge handed down the sentence this morning in connection to the 2022 4th of July massacre in Highland Park. Cremo pleaded guilty to killing 7 and injuring 48. A 42-year-old armed intruder forced 9 family members to remain hostage Tuesday night in Racine before police shot him during a rescue. Those Racine officers are on leave as the Kenosha County Sheriff's Office investigates. A proposed assembly bill in Madison seeks stricter regulations for energy projects, requiring companies to notify landowners within a mile of proposed facilities 45 days before approval. The reform aims to protect farmland and clarify landowner rights. Former Social Security Commissioner Martin O'Malley and Racine Representative Greta Neubauer are hosting a town hall tonight. A statement says they're opposing what they say are federal safety net program cuts. The discussion focuses on budget impacts at the Bryant Community Center. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's draft day in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. From Green Bay, where the NFL draft gets underway tonight, many experts predicting the Packers could use the 23rd pick on Texas wide receiver Matthew Golden, who was spotted shaking hands with Packers GM Brian Gutekunst on the Rich Eisen Show. Has he been here before?
It's definitely my first time meeting with him. I had a meeting with him 2 weeks ago. Got around the coaching staff, you know, the organization. Feel like home to me.
Did you visit here? So this is not your first trip to Green Bay?
Yeah, it's not my first trip.
Who else have you personally visited?
Met with Houston, Pittsburgh, Broncos, Detroit.
Have you personally visited with the Dallas Cowboys?
Yes, sir.
Oh! What was that about?
It was cool, man.
Baseball, the Brewers scoring 2 runs in the 9th, but it wasn't enough. They lost to the Giants 4-2 last night in San Francisco.
It's all part of getting started in a new year. We're all trying to find ourselves, find our own identity.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Under a mix of sun and clouds today, with mild high temperatures still hanging on to the mid-50s. With scattered showers rolling in overnight and widespread light rain tomorrow morning, we'll be waking up to some patchy fog and high temperatures staying stuck to the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
Timeless Hits, WRJN.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. Smile.
Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Boss Monster took the message and they wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Lobo did Me and You and a Dog Named Boo. That was his first hit, probably his biggest, too. I'm Dan Marcus. This is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum, and a nugget coming up roughly half an hour from now by Dorothy Hamill's future husband. Meaning future husband as in 1965 when the Nugget song came out. Okay? And it's by a band that was loaded with celebrities. Well, celebrities' sons. And we'll leave it right there for now. I'll tell you more at about 1:45-ish. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget coming up on WRJN.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
WRJN is proud to present the 2025 Milwaukee Film Festival. The two-week fest is back April 24th through May 8th. Whether you're a film fanatic or just looking for something to do with the family, there's something to watch for everyone. From hard-hitting local documentaries to lighthearted international comedies, plus special panels, book signings, and even live score performances, the Milwaukee Film Festival is jam-packed. Head to our website, WRJN.com, for details.
Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20% off on dozens of select items throughout their incredible store. All gummies, disposables, and carts, 20% off. 15 different brands of your favorite vape disposables, 20% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobacco, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe. At the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
Spring is right around the corner, and after a long winter, it's time to shake off the salt and bring back that showroom shine. At Professional Detail, they specialize in full detailing, polishing, waxing, interior deep cleaning, headlight restoration, ceramic coatings, even removing those pesky light scratches. Don't drive into spring in a dull, dirty ride when you can turn heads with a flawless finish. Professional Detail, located at 2405 Lathrop Avenue in Racine, open at 8 to 5. Get your car shining like new because it deserves the best.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Everybody in old sailcloth was dancing.
square. You can't find a partner, use a wooden chair. Let's rock. Everybody, let's rock. Everybody in the old cell block. We're dancing to the tail, let's rock. Shift to Henry, set the bugs for heaven's sake. No one's looking at a chance to make a break. Bugs are turning to shift to any set, nicks, nicks. I wanna stick around, I wanna get my kicks. Let's rock.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It seems appropriate that the Supremes had the last number one song of the 1960s. It's also true that they had the first number one song of the 1970s. This accident of the calendar. Here's Someday We'll Be Together on WRJN.
Cherish me as much as I cherish you.
could cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they love you, when all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have hiding here for you inside. You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and an update now from Stuart J. Wattles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. If you know a good garage guy, there's someone living near Regency Mall that could use a tip. Mount Pleasant police have posted an image of the end of a police chase early this morning. It ended with a 34-year-old suspect crashing into a garage door, causing significant structural damage to the home. No one inside was hurt. You can see that picture at WRJN.com. The Racine man behind the wheel faces multiple charges, including second offense OWI. The driver allegedly fled a traffic stop on 31 at about 1:40 this morning. A Lake County, Illinois judge has handed down a sentence of 7 consecutive life sentences on the Highland Park 4th of July shooter. That sentence came in this morning. Robert Crimo III heard this week from victims and their families before sentencing. He pleaded guilty to killing 7 and injuring 48 people 3 years ago. If you're headed to Green Bay for the draft, meteorologist Brittany Merlot says to pack a poncho.
Mother Nature's first round pick was to dampen the 2025 NFL draft, sending waves of showers and some storms threatening to soak the Fox Valley. Steady rain is expected overnight at Lambeau and lingers through Friday morning. With plenty of puddles to hop around, prepare to battle a breezy and chilly day at Titletown. Temperatures will only scrape 50, and with winds gusting around 30 miles per hour, it's going to feel even colder than you'd think. Layers and a windbreaker with a poncho and pocket is my advice. And you can shed it all for Brad Paisley's concert on Saturday. The sun will shine bright and temperatures will flirt with 60. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Under a mix of sun and clouds today with mild high temperatures still hanging on to the mid-50s. With scattered showers rolling in overnight and widespread light rain tomorrow morning, we'll be waking up to some patchy fog and high temperatures staying stuck to the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
WRJN.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Linda Ronstadt singing You're No Good. Now, back in the day when I was dating, I suppose I heard my share of You're No Good from women that I dated. However, if one of them had been Linda Ronstadt and said that to me, I think I'd be scarred for life. WRJN.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while, you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I made my mind up. You're going to be mine, I'll tell you right now.
Don't
grassroots started out as a group called the 13th Floor Elevators. Yeah, I'd change that name too. WRJN.
People say I'm the life of the party, 'cause I tell a joke or two.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. No Dorothy Hamill, the gymnast, right? Well, at one time, she was married to a member of the Next Group. And the Next Group is the group doing the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. It's their biggest hit coming up on WRJN.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope. Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Step up to the plate for nonstop excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier destination for fun.
Yes!
The vibes are just right in the backyard patio with the area's best live entertainment. Join the action with indoor golf simulators, bago, and volleyball leagues. Prefer to stay inside? Angry Brothers Pub is serving up delicious favorites, including the famous Friday fish fry that everyone's talking about. Then, wash it down with a tasty beverage or a game day drink special. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Fans, here is the Quick Trip to the Ballpark ticket offer. Spend $200 at participating Quick Trip locations and get a free Terrace Reserve ticket to a 2025 Milwaukee Brewers home game. Check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
And let's open up the vault door. What do you say? We're in for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. And this song, I think I told you wrong earlier. A member of this group was married to Dorothy Hamill, and I misidentified her as an Olympic gymnast. She was an Olympic skater. Okay? Just to set the record straight. But yeah, he was married to Dorothy Hamill. The man in question, her husband, was Dino Martin, son of Dean Martin. And the group that he was in was Dino, Desi, and Billy. The Desi part of that name was Desi Arnaz. Billy was Billy Hinchy, who went on to perform with the Beach Boys. So yeah, there's some pedigree in this song. Because it's done by Dino, Desi, and Billy. Their first hit, made number 17 in 1965, was their biggest hit. It's called I'm a Fool. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget.
You know where I can be found. Don't you know I'll be waiting by the telephone. Go, while you're out running around. Yeah, I'm sitting at home all you treat me just like dirt. You have
Desi and Billy with the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this afternoon on WRJN. And this song, I mean that song right there, well, ended up selling a lot of posters for young girls' bedrooms because they were heartthrobs. Dino, Desi, and Billy. It's the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for today on WRJN.
WRJN.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. A suburban Chicago man has been sentenced to 7 life terms for the deadly shooting at an Independence Day parade in 2022. Liz Turnaseed was shot while attending the parade with her husband and daughter.
While I don't have closure, it's closing a chapter on this part of our lives. And I don't have to think about him anymore. I don't have to worry about him anymore. anymore.
Attorney Lance Northcutt represents the family of a two-year-old whose parents were killed. He said the next step is to go after gun manufacturers.
There is more left to do. The civil justice system will now pick up to make sure that we hold accountable all those parties, all those companies who had any role whatsoever in the tragedy that occurred on the 4th of July, 2022.
Robert Cremo pleaded guilty last month, just moments before his trial was to begin. There was a deadly Russian attack in the Ukrainian capital overnight, leaving several people dead. President Trump lashed out at Russian President Putin and said he was not happy, but he also said today he believes a peace deal can be achieved.
I think everybody in this, at this time in NATO, they want to see this thing happen. So we have